Blog Talk Radio.
Is the former commissioner of health for Washington, D.C.
I'm on the steering committee and one of the co-founders of this organization, and we are informing and engaging our communities on keeping ourselves safe and saving lives during this coronavirus. A lot of, I would just want to segue, Vicky, and say we are not, as a people, we are not taking this as seriously as
not.
We need.
We're not.
And it's not just black people, other people, white people, they're not taking it as serious as they need to.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very serious thing. And people think that, you know, it's like the flu, but it really is not like the flu. You
it's
can
not.
Catch it like the flu, but how it operates in the body is not like the flu.
It's
there
not.
Was there was information revealed just last week that 70% of those that have died had blood clots in
yeah.
their lungs.
Yeah.
So it's not just a pulmonary disease and a breathing disease or a lung disease. It's clotting in your lungs. It's clotting in your body. Your blood is clotting in your body. So it's very serious, and we need to spread the word to take it serious for people to wear masks everywhere they go when
yeah.
they step out the door.
Yeah.
And for African Americans, we're doubly susceptible because of the chronic diseases that exist in our community. So diabetes, liver disease, just being overweight and obese, if you have lung or lung cancer, if you have hypertension, this makes you more vulnerable to COVID-19, the coronavirus.
Well,
and sets you up for a much more difficult recovery if you recover at all. So we really need to do the social distancing. We really need to protect ourselves. And so I've been fighting for health equity so that the district government puts the resources in to really fight things like diabetes in our community. When we have food deserts and only one or two grocery stores for two or three wards, that is going to cause higher rates of chronic disease. And so the district government must invest in our communities the way that they should have invested long ago so that these things no longer exist. So as long as we have these high rates of chronic disease, we're going to be susceptible to things like COVID-19.
Well, I want to let everybody know, you think I'm a fighter when it comes to breast cancer. He's 20 times energetic when it comes to health disparities in his community. So buckle up. I'm just putting that clause in now. And also, my co-host is here. And, yeah, I know you hear him. He's back.
Mommy.
Mommy's right here. And I want to shout out Dr. Noor Green Lane, his wife, who I love to pieces and who tries to there she is. There's my chick right there. What's up, baby? She tries to keep him focused and leveled on the ground like my husband does with me. It doesn't always work, so I'm going to apologize right now. We might go left, doctor, but we're going to try to pull it back. But we might go left, but we love you. Take care and thank you. I see her story does matter. Our story matters.
I have been on so many Zoom calls, and all of a sudden I would see her head just coming from the side.
Hey, that's their job. Their job is to let you and I know they're right here. In case we go left, they're going to pull us. But, Ambrose, I have so many questions for you, and I want to make sure we get to everything because we have Warren Green online. He's our holistic specialist when it comes to eating healthy and being whole. He can hear me, but I didn't really hear him too loudly, so I'm hoping we can get that together. But, Ambrose, tell me your thoughts about Black Lives Matter.
Well, it depends on what you want to know about Black Lives Matter.
Where do you stand with Black Lives Matter?
Well, I mean, I support Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely necessary to continue to win, at the very least, the culture war.
Mm-hmm.
And to say emphatically to governments around the country that our lives matter,
uh-huh.
and that you must take our lives seriously just like you take white lives seriously, that you must invest in all of us, not just in white communities or affluent communities, but you must invest in all of us, and that you cannot negate the value of our lives. So I 100% support Black Lives Matter. Now, even when we talk about defund the police, a lot of people are taking that the wrong way. People are taking it to say, well, we're just going to completely get rid of police departments. And that's not what is being said. What is being said is, number one, police departments around the country are overfunded, okay, because we do not have the high rates of crime that justify the high budgets that police departments have. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we need to reimagine what policing actually is.
Okay.
Camden, New Jersey, and there's one other site, have actually redesigned their police department to do what is true community policing.
Yeah,
and
they've
so,
had enough. They've had enough.
Yeah, because before they did this, and I believe it was in 2012 maybe, 2011, they just abolished their police department, and all of the officers had to reapply. And when they reapplied, they redesigned what policing was going to be, and they've had success as a result of it. And that's partially what needs to happen, not just the redesign of police departments, but also the reform of police departments. And so, you know, we're not talking about just passing laws that say, okay, no more chokeholds. No, we're not talking about that. It's more than just that.
Right.
And we are talking about redistributing the over budget of police departments more towards what communities actually need. So that's what defund the police is about.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone that tells you that it's about completely abolishing all police departments so that you have no police whatsoever, they're lying to you.
Right.
That's not what it is about.
And when you don't know, you don't know, and that's when you need to ask questions, and that's why I have people who are smarter than me on my show because I don't know everything. Because when I heard debunking the police, I'm like, so we're not going to have anybody to call or protect. And that's when you have to educate yourself. And also that's when that fear kicks in and people start to react the wrong way because they don't know. Now everybody's like, I need to get a gun. I need to, you know, protect my family. There's not going to be any police. And that's not what this is. So I have, oh my gosh, we've got too many questions for Ambrose. We're not going to get to all of them, but I promise we're going to start asking now. So, Ambrose, I have a question. One is, have you marched? And two, if you marched, how can we support you?
If you're talking about marching in the latest protest,
yes. Mm-hmm.
I haven't been able to because I'm recovering from a leg injury. If I was,
we're hopping.
I would be right there. My daughter marched in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She was arrested. But I'd be right there if I wasn't. Look, my crutches are right here. They're right next to me. Okay.
We both have been on in crutches and in a boot for what 2 years now. So I understand.
Otherwise, I'd be right there. And
so that's
honest,
why you haven't seen him.
That's why I haven't been down there. But here's the other thing though too. You know, now I've been recovering for a little over a month because the injury occurred on Mother's Day. So I thought that I was recovered, went out last Saturday, did some things, and almost fell because my knee gave way.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was like I did too much that day.
Mm-hmm.
So now I was off the crutches. So now I'm back on the crutches because I did too much.
We're hard-headed. We are. Let me turn to all the cameras.
Okay.
We're hard-headed.
The healing is coming. It's slower than it is when I was 30 years old, but, you know, it's coming.
Good.
And if they're still protesting, by the time I'm able to rock and roll, I'm going to be out there.
So this is the next question. So they're glad that you touched on African-Americans. Now our numbers are getting higher because we're not masking. And I think it started because the myth in the beginning was we couldn't get it because we had this beautiful melanin. So now how can we express to our family members who are ignoring us that African-Americans can get this disease, are getting this disease, will continue to get this disease, and will continue to decline in our health if we don't cover ourselves? That's a lot.
So in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
There have been 499 deaths to date.
Wow.
74% of those deaths are African American. We're only 46% of the population, but 74% of the deaths of COVID-19. That is something that is across the United States. You can go to any city, and you will find that there are more African Americans that die from COVID-19 than anybody else. Now, I mentioned the chronic diseases, and that is paramount. And because we have such a prevalence of them in our communities, that is why we are more susceptible. So, you know, don't be fooled. No, just because you have melanin ain't got nothing to do with it.
No. That's what I'm trying to tell my people.
Nothing
I love you guys, but you're hard headed.
If you're younger, you actually can recover. But if you're over 45,
mm-hmm.
it is much harder to recover from COVID-19 if you catch it. And you have a higher rate of death when you're over 45. Now, in D.C. also, it is young people who are catching it more.
Wow.
But what is happening is that young people who catch it are bringing it home, and then the older siblings and grandparents and parents are catching it, and this is the grandparents and parents that are dying from it.
Mm.
So there's a higher prevalence among young people under the age of 30 than any other group. But, again, they're catching it, bringing it home. And part of it is that when those that are younger catch it, a lot of them are asymptomatic, so they don't know that they have it.
Mm.
As you're younger, as we all know, you have a higher higher resilience to things. You have an easier way of recovering from things. My sister had COVID-19, and thank God she's recovered. But you know, she isn't that much younger than me. She could have passed away from it.
Yeah.
So we have to tell our people, take this seriously. COVID does not specifically target African Americans. COVID specifically targets chronic disease.
Mm.
So if you have chronic disease,
yeah.
even if you're just overweight, you are more susceptible to it. And so that's the case whether you're black, white, or red. Okay, if you
yeah.
have chronic disease, you're more susceptible to COVID-19. So yes, we have to tell our people that we need to take this a lot more seriously than we are.
And, you know, that leads into the next question, which is, when we get back out there, will the chronic diseases double or triple? Because, one, we've been in the house, and, two, we have we've not built up our immune system because we've been home. So the cancers, the hypertension, the obesity, all of those things, to me, I think it's going to get worse because we can't get to our doctors right now to take care of ourselves. For those who had mammograms scheduled, were canceled. For those who had chemo, a lot of it was canceled. So will the numbers now, in your opinion, double with the health disparities, and what can we do about it?
I'm not sure that they will go so high as double.
Okay.
I do think that they will increase. The rate of increase, I could not tell you, but I would say this. When it comes to being able to contact and communicate with your doctor, we must engage in telehealth.
Mm-hmm.
We must engage in telehealth. Whether or not that is through our phones, whether or not that is through our laptops,
mm-hmm.
we must communicate with our physicians, no question about it. But we cannot negate that.
Yeah.
The second thing, you know, D.C. right now is going through a phase one reopening. Maryland has done that.
Yeah.
Virginia has done that. And it still may be too soon. You know, because as I go about, so when I go out and get supplies, I see
okay.
at least one third of everyone that I see not wearing masks and not social distancing.
Yeah.
And so when we're not doing that and we get the signal that the city's going to reopen,
mm-hmm.
we get lax.
Yeah.
Because we get lax, we say, you know, okay, it's okay to go here or to go there. It's okay if I just don't happen to bring my mask, but that's not the case. This thing is not over yet. That is the message that the Black Coalition Against COVID is saying. It's not over yet.
It's not. And it's so true because I went to the grocery store the other day, and before they were out there wiping them down, you know, here, ma'am, here's a clean one. I just wiped it down. And I asked the young man, I said, well, where are the wipes? What's going on? He said, oh, it's over. We don't have to do that anymore. And it's like, it's not over. Yes, you do.
Right.
You know, because I have a mask. I have my gloves on. I even have a cart cover that I put over top of the cart, and it's a disposable one. And I'll share that with everyone in a minute. But just to hear him say it's over really concerned me.
Yeah.
And I was very upset about that. And I'm thinking to myself, we're sending the wrong message already.
It's not over by a long shot. And in fact,
Warren,
we
get ready.
We'll see a resurgence as we go into fall. And you know, the other thing is that there's something called herd immunity. Herd immunity is when a virus that has no vaccine basically travels around the world enough times where people develop a natural immunity to it. That's herd immunity. Most of the epidemiologists that I've spoken to will sit there and tell you that this virus will probably have to travel around the world at least twice.
No, we don't want it. We don't want it again.
Until they come up with a vaccine, there's really not much that we can do.
Well, we don't want it again. We don't.
So we either have to continue the social distance, continue to protect ourselves by wearing masks and PPEs, or, you know, the alternative is that this is going to spread around the world two or three times. And so, the flu, as you know, the flu, you can catch more than once.
Right.
So this is similar. You can catch it more than once until you develop a natural immunity to it.
Well,
there are things, though, people can do. So you can boost your own immune system. There are ways that you can boost your own immune system. And I'm sure that one of your other guests can talk about ways that one can boost their own immune
system. Well, I'm glad you said that. That's what we're getting ready to do. We're getting ready to segue into Warren Green. Warren is my holistic specialist and my everything that deals with COVID-19 viruses. He's got the T-shirt to prove he knows what he's talking about. So hold on for a minute, Ambrose. Warren, can you hear me loud and clear? But we can't hear you, Warren, at all. Can you turn your microphone up? Still can't hear you. Mm-mm. We can't hear you, Warren.
Mommy.
We can see you. No, we can't. I don't know. Maybe you need to unmute it.
Yeah.
But
he probably needs to unmute himself.
Can't hear you, Warren. So I'm going to work with Warren on this. Ambrose, can you answer this question? Because there's so many questions for you. Still can't hear you, Warren. We can't hear you. Ambrose, so when it comes to, there's a mosquito in here, when it comes to Washington, D.C. and where you are, can you please give them your contact information?
Yes. If you want, I can put it in the chat. I'll put my email address in the chat. Is
awesome.
That okay?
That is great.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to type it in now.
Okay, awesome. And we have, oh, my gosh, we only have 10 minutes left. This went by so fast. We do 10 minutes on Zoom, and then we go straight over to Facebook Live. So we're going to continue with our conversation with Ambrose on Facebook Live. But, Warren, we can't hear you at all. And we've tried to, you're unmuted. Everybody's unmute. So thank you, Ambrose, for sharing that. So, Ambrose, I'm going to let you talk. We have 8 minutes left with Ambrose on Zoom. So what I want you to do, Ambrose, I want you to tell us what you need from us and what you're doing in the future. We know you have your meetings now virtual so that we can all join. You don't even have to leave your house, so stop it, people. So tell us what we can do to connect with you and support you.
So there's a number of things. Certainly, the Health Alliance Network on tomorrow, in fact, Vicki, we have our Zoom webinar on self-care and self-healing during COVID-19. And we have a number of guests that will be a part of that. And I know that you have the announcement, Vicki, so you can send it out to all the people that listen to you.
Okay.
Forward it to them, or you can email me. I did leave my email in the chat room, so anyone that wants to email me to find out about tomorrow's event at 12 noon, it's going to be 12 to 2:30, self-care and self-healing during COVID-19. Then on Sunday, WHUT, that's Howard University Television, along with WHUR, along with WPSW, is going to be simulcasting a Black Coalition Against COVID event, which is a time for DC to remember lives lost during COVID-19. So we're doing a memorial service for those victims that have been taken by coronavirus. So there are other things that we're doing too. So for example, we have a contest, Eye Mask for DC. That's Eye Mask for the number 4 DC. And where we are engaging people to do 30-second clips of why they wear a mask, and there are prizes that people can win for their video.
Oh, I like that.
You can go to blackcoalitionagainstcovid.org, and I think I'll put that in the chat too, but blackcoalitionagainstcovid.org to find out more information about the Eye Mask for DC concept and the prizes that will be available.
Awesome. I will definitely blast that out myself and send that out. We still can't hear Warren. So, Ambrose, what else do you have going on? Ambrose always has a lot going on. Yes, he does. Ambrose has a full schedule, even with a messed up leg. He still has a full schedule. So, but he's told you a few things you can do, and then I'll send out the virtual contact to be a part of the meeting. But we want to thank Ambrose Lane Jr., and I can't believe this went by so fast because there's so much I wanted to cover. And we'll have him back because we still haven't spoken about a lot with what's going on in D.C. and how proud we are that Black Lives Matter is not only a street and it's not only a mural, but it's a movement. And we're asking everyone to get involved. Drop some water off. Take some milk down there. Take some Band-Aids down there. Do your part. And I have to look in all the cameras. I'm sorry. Do your part and make sure we support these babies. If you can't get off the couch in March, at least you make sure you support them and let them know we're behind them with this. And vote. Tell them, Ambrose.
Yes. I mean, there are so many things that we could talk about. You know, right now, the census, we really have to fill out the census if you're a D.C. resident or if you're a Maryland resident.
Yeah.
You have to fill out your census because that does determine how much federal dollars comes to your area, you know. And even though it's sometimes hard to see where those federal dollars go, but if you're talking about those that are working with TANF or those that are working with other types of public assistance, those are determined by the numbers that come from the census.
Yeah.
So if you haven't filled out your census, it's 100% important to fill out your census.
Okay, you heard it. We all have our part to do. If you don't do your part, don't complain. We don't want to hear about the potholes. We don't want to hear about the crime. We don't want to hear about the lack of support if you have not done your part. So we want to thank Ambrose, Warren. We're not for sure what happened, but what I will do is Warren and I will get together later on today, and I will do his taping, and then we'll post it to Facebook because I don't know why we can't hear you and everyone else. But we appreciate Warren, who always has my back and will always have a good word for us, and we're going to put that good word up. But especially Ambrose Lane, who called me back and let me know he would definitely support me as we always support each other. Carolyn Harvey also has the fishing cancer event coming up for cancer patients who want to fish or who want to get out on the water. We'll share her flyer and her information. So there's a lot between all of us that's going on that we can be a part of. Warren has the write-up in the Albemarle paper of wisdom and guidance on what to eat and how to eat and why you should eat it, and he knows what he's talking about. So unless you have...
I met Carolyn at one of your events, Vicki.
It's what we come full circle. I look forward, when all of this is over, with having Warren up.
She's also attended Her Story Matters before.
Yes, we all support you. You know, we're bringing Warren in now, and Warren's going to be a part of that. So before our minute is up, I want to make sure that I thank Ambrose. I'm going to post this information up, that I thank Warren. We're going to post this information up. And Carolyn Harvey, thank you so very much. I appreciate you. You're with Seasoned Sisters Speak every Thursday at 2 o'clock. I'm your girl, Victoria Russell-Walton. You can always reach me at 301-683-8690, and you can also look us up on our Facebook page and also with www.itsinthejeans.com. Make sure we support Ambrose tomorrow with a virtual call. And before all of that hangs up, I just want everybody to wave and say thank you for your support. So thank you, Ambrose. Thank you, Carolyn. And thank you, Warren. I'm looking at all the cameras. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in and listening. Thank you, for Demetria, for your continued support. And thank you, everyone, that's having a watch party. A lot of watch parties going on right now. So hold on. I got my sidekick coming. He did great. He did great up until the end, but he's had enough. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, hey,
this is,
man.
This is
how
my,
you doing?
Yeah, this is my miracle baby right here. So, but thank you, everyone. Ambrose, we're going to let you have the last word to everyone.
Well, just thank you. I was honored to be a part of this, and I know that I'll be back, so I will see you soon.
All right.
And everybody, stay safe. Stay connected.
Mm-hmm.
But most of all, stay safe.
And wear your mask. He's already said that. I think we ought to be able to. Ambrose, I'm going to get us some ticket books. So when we see people with no mask on, we're going to give you a ticket.
Issue a ticket.
We are. We're going to start issuing tickets. I can't say that enough. So we have 2 minutes left, and I also want to make sure that everybody tunes in and look at the Facebook page with Ambrose's information in there. We're going to share this. Ambrose, you meet every
first Monday.
First Monday. It
yes,
changed
every
at
first
one
Monday.
Time.
Tomorrow is a special meeting. So we do sometimes do, especially during this time, we do special meetings in between. But we have our regular meeting every first Monday of 12.
And he's also looking for sponsorship for Her Story Matters.
Oh, absolutely. Anyone who wants to provide and be a sponsor with their business can be a sponsor for our breast cancer event. Our event is going to be in October, so we're going to be looking for those sponsors really soon. We're already sponsors with and other organizations, so we're in good shape. But otherwise, we will gladly take additional sponsors.
Awesome. So thank you, everyone. We thank you for tuning in. Thank you, Carolyn, and your team. Yes, ma'am.
Because of the COVID-19, the Casting for Recovery has canceled all of its 2020 retreats. But those that were chosen for the May will be given first dibs for the 2021. So hopefully we'll be back in 2021. But all of the 2020 retreats have been canceled.
Okay. That, you know what, I was telling someone I thought it would be. So, but I know you look forward to coming back next year bigger, stronger than ever. The fish will be bigger because nobody's out there. I might even get on that boat myself. You know, I'm thinking about doing it. I love to fish. I just don't like to take it off the hook, but I love to fish. So thank you for that plug. Warren, again, you and I are going to have to do Zoom, and then we will put it up later. Thank you again, everyone, for tuning in. That's our program, and I want to leave you with this. This is Victoria Russell Walton with Seasoned Sister Speak. For all of you who have a chronic health disease, we want to make sure that you're safe and you're whole. Please make sure you do your video visits with your doctor. If something doesn't feel right, still speak to your doctor and let them know of your concerns. Take your medication according to however you're supposed to do it, according to your instructions. And make sure that you're exercising, getting some vitamin D, and doing the best that you can to hydrate. Hydrate does not mean drinking. Hydrate means water. Add some lemon, add something to it, but make sure you drink your water. Have exercises for your I have some water. Have exercises for the children. If you've noticed, David is over here drawing. This is what I did on my file cabinet. I punched holes in the paper. I got the little connections from the Dollar Tree with the hooks on there. And while I have been having my talk show, David is over here creating masterpieces, and he's so great at it. I love these markers because they have the magnets on the back, and you just stick them over here. And voila, he has his own art studio while I'm in the studio. And that's my plug. I always want to make sure I give you something for the children because they need something to do. And us mothers, or not even mothers, us working at home, our families, we need to encourage, inspire, and continue to keep some type of normalcy for them as we try to figure out what that normalcy is. So this is what he's doing behind the scenes. So, yes, in 1 minute. And I want to make sure that I encourage those parents to reach out to each other, to support each other, have your virtual days with his favorite aunt or uncle. You can't get over there right now. And to make sure that they have something to do. Well, where? I'll get you one in a minute. And as you can tell, our time is almost
Let
up.
Let me go in my playroom.
You can go in your playroom as soon as you give me the marker. And the reason why I have David on the talk show is because this is reality right now. For me to sit up here and act like he's not here and he doesn't exist and he's behind the scenes is not going to work. David is, you do. And he's a part of the show. And he will always be a part of the show. And I'm so glad to be his mom. And I'm so thankful to be Harvey's wife. And I want to thank all of you supporting me and giving me encouraging words. We didn't get to all your questions today because it goes by so quickly. But we'll have him back on Amber's Lane, and we will come back on this afternoon with Warren. And we'll work out some of those technical issues. I don't know where they're coming from. But I appreciate the love. I'm Victoria Russell Walton with Season Sisters Speak. And David Walton is my co-host. Here he is. Say bye, David.
Bye, David.
Tell them goodbye.
Goodbye.
Have a great day on purpose.
Have a great day on purpose.
And find your happy place.
Find your happy place.
That's right. That's my man talking. We look forward to him starting his own talk show soon. They're on the other side of the screen, and they're talking about it right now. So we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks on Season Sister Speak. If you'd like to be a guest, reach out to us. If you have something to say, always call in and let us know what you have to say. And we love to hear your comments. We love to hear your concerns. And, again, if you want to be a guest, just let us know. We will definitely, if you're a good fit, have you on the show. So Victoria Russell Walton, a.k.a. Marilyn Speak Diva, signing out on Season Sister Speak. And remember, get your activities for the children. They need that, too, as well as yourself. Now it's time for you to get up off the couch, go for a walk, get your exercise in, and we look forward to seeing you in 2 weeks. I promise to give you a little ism from my mom. So my mother always says, if you have a carrot and your neighbor has lettuce and your other neighbor has cucumbers and your other neighbor has tomatoes, what do you have? You have salad. Get together. Support each other. Let's make sure we have what each other needs to be successful and whole and continue to pray for each other because this too shall pass. Marilyn Rick Diva out. Much love, family.
Why does this open?
Because it does.
I'm strong.
You're very strong. You are the strongest because of David Walton. You are moon a poo
okay.
To the moon a poo. Watch your fingers. Yes. Is Daddy gone?
Hello, Facebook.
Yes.
I'm praying everybody can hear me.
Okay.
It's going to be an awesome show.
Huh?
I'm asking everybody to remember that everybody has an opinion. We're talking about Black Lives Matter today. Yes, we know all lives matter, the dogs matter, and the cat matters, but this time we're talking about my community. My neighborhood, and I want us to be respectful of each other, and I want us to be mindful again that everybody has an opinion, and we're going to hear everybody's opinion, and I'm trying to get that space out of my glass, and we want to make sure that we get our speaker on. Our speaker today is Ambrose Lane from the Health Alliance in Washington, D.C. Has a lot to say. I'm excited about having him as a guest. So we're going to get started in exactly 8 minutes. I just wanted to come on live and make sure that we are good to go and everybody hears me and we are all listening and focused and ready. So in about 6 to 7 minutes, we'll get started. I think that's a little better. With Ambrose, we're going to have a great show again.